9:50. This is Dean Richards, Sunday morning, WGN. It's 4th of July weekend. Most of us have some time off for the weekend. Not our state legislators. They're, well, I almost said hard at work, but they're definitely not that. But they are there trying to resolve this budget impasse that the state of Illinois has been enduring now. I believe it's 3 years. Also not exactly enjoying a holiday weekend with a cool beverage, WGN-TV political reporter Tamon Bradley. Tamon, how long have you been in Springfield now? A couple, two, 3 days, I think, right?
Yeah, this latest trip, Dean, I arrived on Wednesday, and I've been coming when it makes sense to be here. And there's a vote today, but does it make sense to be here? I don't know. Yeah, Dean, this is year three of the Rauner versus Madigan war. And on a personal note, I'm having war with myself this weekend. I'm the political reporter for WGN-TV, but I'm also the weekend anchor.
Right, so how are you going to do that?
Those two responsibilities are locked into an epic battle similar to Rauner and Madigan. And so we're going to have a vote today at 2 o'clock. Speaker Madigan has called a vote on taxes. That's a big piece of the budget puzzle. Will it pass? Probably not, but because you'll have to have Republicans voting for it. Speaker Madigan says that he'll actually call what looks like the Republican proposal for revenue, but the GOP says that the negotiations are not complete, and so it's anybody's guess what will happen. This is all, Dean, part of the show that's going on down here, the political theater, if you will, as we watch the legislative process sort of play out.
Now, I'm not a political expert like you are in observing this. You know, all I know, I think like a lot of people, we just know that, you know, these guys and girls just cannot seem to get anything done down there. Is all of this that's been going on now for the past couple of days pretty much what's been going on for the past 3 years, right? There's really nothing that much new going on.
No, that's exactly right. Friday, we had... again, part of the show that's going on, but something somewhat significant. That is when Republicans joined Democrats in voting for an amendment to adopt Speaker Madigan, the House Democratic budget plan. Okay, so what that meant is that at least both sides agreed to continue working. Republicans didn't have to do that. You know, they could have just decided, all right, we're not going to vote for that, and we're all going to go home and blame each other, and maybe the governor will call another special session. But they at least said, let's try to keep negotiating, let's try to keep talking. But, yeah, I mean, this is absolutely more of the same. You know, we've blown through the deadline. There's no longer the pressure of the first of the month. You know, now we have these new pressure points, which will be the road construction projects. If when those start to shut down and possibly 25,000 people lose their jobs, there's no appropriation for the schools for the fall. So you'll see school districts come sometime in August. Some of them will need to take out loans or just may not be able to open at all. So this reaches an entirely new level. There was this huge decision by a federal judge Friday night that the state needs to pay more of its Medicaid bills, needs to pay over the course of the next year more than $1 billion. And the state comptroller, the person responsible for paying bills, says that she's going to run out of money for core functions in August. So the honest to goodness truth, Dean, is, you know, August is another pressure point. Actually, we have one in just a couple of days. The Wall Street the credit agencies are right, saying that they're going to lower the state's rating to junk status. Maybe the holiday weekend bought a couple days because we don't expect Wall Street to be open Monday and Tuesday for the 4th. But, you know, will we wake up on Monday or will we wake up on Wednesday in junk status?
That's
anybody's guess.
That's unbelievable. Yesterday, you're talking about both sides talking to each other. Yesterday, it was more like yelling at each other, wasn't it, between House Republican leader Jim Durkin and Mike Madigan. Talk a little about that, because I mean that was really a flashpoint yesterday, wasn't it?
It was something to see for sure, Dean. Yeah, Speaker Madigan came to the floor and announced that the House would be in session today, but there would not be any votes. And so Leader Durkin rose, the Republican leader, and directly engaged the speaker and said, you know, don't do that. Don't give up. I think we're making some progress. That sends the wrong message to the credit agencies. It sends the wrong message to our constituents. Let's keep at it. And Speaker Madigan then rose and said, well, you're in the negotiations. You know, there's no reason to call any votes. You know, the way that any legislative body operates is you put a bill on the floor, unless you're playing a political game. You put a bill on the floor when you know you can pass it, or if you know you can't pass it and you want to take that vote count. And so the speaker actually, so there was another leaders meeting. They do these dramatic leaders meetings so the reporters can, you know, get pictures of them walking in, and they can come out and make a statement and say, yeah, we're still negotiating. We're still trying to figure it out. So they did that. And then a few hours after that scene on the House floor between Madigan and Durkin, Madigan changed course and said he would, he'd call a tax bill. You need the tax bill, but you also need a spending plan. And what's incredible here is we close in on the 4th of July. The Senate is not going to be in today. They're in tomorrow. Today is probably not the day that we take any significant step forward.
And wasn't there, I was reading, I think it was a representative from Naperville who actually referred to Mike Madigan as Speaker Junk.
Speaker Junk. So, yeah, Illinois Republicans and, you know, interest groups have started to label the speaker as that. There's some TV ads. And also, you know, some Democratic groups are calling Rauner that. So that's assigning the blame for this mess. And yeah, that was yelled out at on the floor. And you saw some Republicans say, hey, knock it off. And, you know, because there was that moment of bipartisanship on Friday. That seemed to be erased, frankly, yesterday, right? Like, so you had the political theater of, we're coming together, all right, we'll talk, let's see if we can get it done, and then you had, you know, let's just yell at each other. So we definitely still have a ways to go.
Yeah, and there's a certain amount of irony. I think a lot of people got their Cook County tax bills over the past couple of days, and you get these tax bills, and nobody likes to get their tax bill. But I know when I opened mine, you know, and I looked at it and grimaced like everybody does, just, you know, the thought that, the proposal on the table is to raise the taxes even higher. That's not sitting well, but maybe that's the only answer to this. I don't know.
Well, you know, there's a huge debate, and obviously there's the tax vote today, but this hasn't been sorted out. Governor Rauner has suggested he is open to some revenues as part of a comprehensive deal that would include some of his forms. He wants workers' comp reforms, and he wants a property tax freeze. He's open to raising income taxes. In addition to that property tax rate, but the details of that have not been worked out. You know, so the current income tax rate is 3.75%. It seems like they agreed to go to 4.95%, but they're arguing about whether or not to make that retroactive to January 1st or to just start it once the bill is signed. There are anti-tax groups, Illinois Policy Institute, that are really driving home the message that's a dramatic tax cut that would be more than Pat Quinn raised taxes. And so there's so much pressure on Republican lawmakers to not vote for that. But the bottom line is it seems like there's some general agreement on Speaker Madigan's spending plan, about $36.5 billion. But the state doesn't bring that in. So you have to raise revenue in order to close that gap. And to say nothing, Dean, of paying down the $16 billion in unpaid bills that the state has. I mean, right. Bottom line is whenever we solve this, the way that we spend and the money that we bring in as a state is going to have to be adjusted.
Yeah.
And it's hard to envision how there's not massive tax hikes on Illinoisans. That's one of the consequences of this thing going on for 3 years.
That's crazy. I'm glad that we've got you there covering it and making sense of it all to explain it all to us. The vote is 2 o'clock, you said, today, right?
2 o'clock. We'll see what happens. All the house, right. That's when they're supposed to be back in.
All right. So we'll get updates on WGN TV, on WGNTV.com. And now, are you going to be anchoring from there tonight?
Well, it's so funny. I saw a high-level person last night who said there wasn't a whole lot of news, and this was still in the A block of your broadcast last night. I said, "Yeah, I'm the anchor, so it's going to be the lead." Yeah, I mean, I will certainly top the show, but I can't do the other headlines. Jackie Bang back at WGN TV, perhaps with someone sitting in, will be there. So. I'll get back to my other job at some point.
At some point.
The lawmakers won't release me.
In the meantime, enjoy some of Springfield's fine dining. I know there's a steak and shake that I went to once there that was magnifique.
There are a couple places that are a little bit better. And
yeah.
There were fireworks last night.
Oh, well,
so it's not all bad.
So there you go. What are you complaining about? You got a big show going on. It's Tamon Bradley, the WGN-TV political reporter and also anchor of the weekend WGN News at 9. Tamon, thank you for taking some time. We really appreciate it, and we'll see you soon.
My pleasure, Dean.
It's Tamon Bradley on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.